Okay, I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Holly Kays of the Smoky Mountain News. Holly, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
First, talk about sort of the history of the ban on alcohol sales on the reservation of the Eastern Band of the Cherokee Indians.
Well, Cherokee has always been dry, but after the casino was built in 1997, folks started to realize that people would be less likely to come to a casino that did not serve alcohol. So in 2009, voters in a referendum approved sales of alcohol on the casino grounds only, decisively voting not to allow alcohol to be sold outside of the casino. Another referendum that was taken in 2012, again asking the question about off-casino sales, and that failed decisively as well.
There's been a few things that have happened between then and now that have sort of led to this new referendum, whenever it may take place. Talk about a few of the things that have happened in that sort of in-between time of when the last referendum failed and to where we are today.
Well, after Cherokee began selling alcohol at its casino, its leaders realized that there would be a lot to be gained by having its own alcohol commission, because at that time, the alcohol was being purchased through the Swain and Jackson ABC boards, and all the money was going to those boards. So they began to take steps to try to form their own ABC commission, which required collaboration with the state. So unlike the counties, which have alcohol boards, the tribe has the tribal ABC commission. It's a separate commission, but still gets its alcohol through the state. And it's a tribal ordinance that the tribal council passed in 2011. Was intended to make the tribe comply with those state laws, but there were some issues on the state's end, and so the state didn't make the technical fixes necessary until 2015.
Something also played into this was what happened last year when the tribal chief was impeached. How was that playing into this new referendum?
Well, part of the 2011 changes that then became effective upon the state's action in 2015 included provisions that alcohol could be granted without a referendum in certain instances. And there's a list of specific situations where that can happen. One of them is within 1.5 miles of Blue Ridge Parkway on-ramps. And so those are permits that can be granted to certain kinds of establishments in that geographical area without a referendum being granted. But when Patrick Lambert was principal chief, he refused to allow any of those permits to be granted. He said that the 2012 referendum vote shooting down off-casino alcohol sales took precedence over the state law, and that he couldn't allow this to be granted. However, Lambert was impeached in 2017, and when Richard Sneed became principal chief, he allowed some of those permits to move forward. So as of now, there are 3 establishments in Cherokee serving alcohol under the so-called Blue Ridge Law.
So where do we stand with the referendum? What's going on right now? When might it take place? And what's sort of holding it up from getting to the voters?
Well, Lisa Taylor was elected to the Tribal Council and took office in October of 2017, along with several other new council members. She, within weeks of being sworn in, she brought in a resolution calling for a referendum vote on alcohol sales. Her intention was to get a vote that would then override the Blue Ridge Law and prevent those permits from being renewed. That resolution brought about a lot of debate. There was actually a public forum held in November that drew about 100 people, overwhelmingly speaking against allowing increased alcohol sales. However, there's been some debate as to what effect a referendum vote would have. There are those who believe that it should have the opportunity to override the Blue Ridge Law. However, others say that the Blue Ridge Law wouldn't be touched by that, that there would have to be action on the state's end to make the Blue Ridge Law go away. However, everybody seems to agree that a referendum vote is a good idea. In December, Tribal Council passed another resolution that called for a referendum vote to be conducted. However, first, Tribal Council would have to meet in a work session to create the exact phrasing for the question to be printed on the referendum ballot, and they would also have to schedule a referendum vote. So neither of those things have happened as of yet.
Potentially this year, could we see the vote?
Potentially. It's hard to say for sure, though.
How drastic would it be to have this change made if alcohol were now going to be sold in Cherokee? in more places than just the few that you've listed.
Anti-alcohol sentiment is strong in Cherokee. As in other places in Western North Carolina, there's a strong religious conviction against alcohol. But then there's also a cultural component, too, which is many people just feel that it's simply not good for their community, and it's not the right choice for them as a Native people to have this sold on their land.
Holly Case, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.